Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, June 16th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
it is difficult to see how the situation can change in Israel.
Iran and Israel ramp up attacks on each other and US suspect of shooting is finally found. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, Israeli emergency services say three people have died in Iranian rocket strikes in central Israel. Dozens of injuries have also been reported at four sites. Videos show air defences shooting down missiles above Tel Aviv while air raid sirens sound in Jerusalem. Overnight, Iran's foreign ministry in Tehran was struck by Israel. Officials in Iran say 224 people have been killed in Israeli strikes. Planned talks on Iran's nuclear program have been called off. Saeed Ali Mousavi is the Iranian ambassador to the UK.
It was planned to convene the sixth round of the negotiation between Iran and United States in Muscat. But unfortunately, now we are exercising our self-defense right.
Meanwhile, the Taoiseach Simon Harris will attend an emergency meeting of EU foreign ministers tomorrow. The virtual meeting has been called to discuss what steps Europe can take now in light of the escalating tensions between Israel and Iran. The world's wealthiest nations meet, meanwhile, at the G7 summit in Canada, with the escalating conflict in the Middle East set to be high on the agenda. Yesterday, the British Prime Minister announced the UK will send military equipment to the Middle East, including fighter jets. Sky's James Matthews in Calgary says any diplomatic plan could depend on the US president.
Keir Starmer, he comes here talking about the importance of de-escalation, as do all the key players who are gathering here. But of course, they sit down with Donald Trump, who's something of a rogue in the context of the G7.
A man suspected of shooting dead a US politician and her husband and wounding two others in Minnesota is in custody. Detectives have been looking for Vance Bolter since Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark were killed at their home on Saturday. Democrat Senator John Hoffman and his wife were also shot multiple times at their home 9 miles away but survived the attack. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz praised those involved in the operation that led to the suspect's arrest.
You ran towards the danger and you served the state of Minnesota. This is a great example of coordination and collaboration. Multiple agencies, federal, state, and local, coordinating together in a way to protect the public and close this hunt around.
The first mass excavation of babies and children's graves gets underway in Tuam in County Galway today. It's believed the bodies of almost 800 babies and children are buried on the site, which is also home to a memorial garden. The site will be closed off and put under forensic control for the next 4 weeks. The historian Catherine Corliss says test excavations revealed a number of babies' remains were in the sewage system chambers.
We know for definite at the moment is from the test excavation that was done there back in 2016 and 2017 by the Commission of Inquiry. All they came across was the chambers that are built inside the sewage system. And there are about 20 of them that there was significant numbers of remains of babies and children in those chambers.
Ukrainians will be allowed to stay here until March 2027. The Ukraine Civil Society Forum is welcoming the extension of temporary protection status for Ukrainians in Europe. News Talk's Cliona O'Dwyer reports.
The Ukraine Civil Society Forum says the news of the extension brings a measure of stability and certainty for those who remain displaced. Temporary protection has been offered to almost 116,500 people over 38 months to this month. 80,000 remain and 18,000 Ukrainian children are enrolled in Irish schools. Over 21,000 hosts are accommodating 38,206 people as of the 1st of June and almost 27,000 Ukrainian people are employed here. It's been confirmed at European level of the extension of the temporary protection status for Ukrainians in Europe to March 2027.
A man in his 20s is fighting for his life after his e-scooter was involved in a crash in Finglas in Dublin. He was found on the road with serious injuries at Kappa Road in Finglas shortly after 5 o'clock yesterday evening. The man has been brought to Connolly Hospital where his condition is critical. Ireland is cleaning up its act as more towns are cleaner than last year. Additionally, areas seen as littered or worse is at its lowest in 5 years, according to a report from Irish Business Against Litter. Dublin's inner city and Cork's north side have deteriorated and are still deemed as seriously littered. Conor Horgan from Eyeball says the collection of domestic waste by bags is leading to litter in Dublin's north inner city.
We've been shining a light on Dublin's north inner city for well over 10 years. Again, we had a very disappointing result this time round. Things have to change in a structural way for this area to be made clean. The collection of domestic waste by bags, it's leading to litter in the area. So we need to see that conversion to bin collection across the north inner city.
A college in Scotland is bringing Britpop to the classroom as it launches an Oasis masterclass before the band's reunion tour. Glasgow Clyde College says the lessons will help introduce the Manchester band to a new generation of music fans. More than 1.4 million tickets have been sold across the band's 17 dates this summer. And in sport, in GAA, the draw for the preliminary quarterfinals of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship will be held this morning. Dublin, Donegal, Kerry and Down will all have home advantage for the games which take place this weekend. Mayo were the biggest casualties over the weekend, losing to Donegal. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.